hey mama, hey. I'm glad to see you here with me. I know it gets rough, please don't give up. Today we gon' shake off all that weight. Put your head up high, crown to the sky. Walk in my faith and not by side. Take my hand and hold it tight. Those cloudy days catch them goodbye. So hey mama, hey mama, hey. Glowing even through the rain. I promise you'll see better days. All you need is a little faith. Take my hand and we'll have a dance. Share some laugh with friends and we'll ride until the very end.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the My Sisters Glow podcast, a safe space for you to go and grow in your faith and motherhood through sisterhood. It's your girl, E. Y'all, I have some exciting news. Last week, I became officially a licensed therapist. So my credentials are LPCMH, which stands for a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Give it up for your girl one time. Woo! I'm so happy, y'all. Like, this was such a huge accomplishment for me. This was a goal that I set in place 6 years ago. And if y'all are anything like me, 6 years ago be feeling like a long time when you're trying to reach your goal, okay? But I'm so grateful that, you know, I met this goal and I'm feeling very much happy. Like, I'm full of, like, so much gratitude, so much peace, so much happiness behind it. And I'm just really grateful to be on here to talk to y'all. So today I really wanted to get into balance. One of the big things that have been coming up for me lately, especially on the other side of this huge accomplishment, was like, girl, how did you do it? And I'm like, baby, I don't know. Okay. Like, a whole lot of prayer, a whole lot of help, and some tears along the way. But in reality, I had time to reflect. Y'all know I'm big on reflection, and it really, you know, became evident to me that intentionality is what got me here. And so I wanted to kind of like just speak on that today, because I feel like us as moms, a lot of times we are flying by the seat of our pants. I believe that our intentions are well. I believe that we want the best for ourselves and our families, but we're often we just out here. We just doing it. We are trying our best, but we out here, we just doing it. And the reality is, it's like, what's the saying? It's like, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And that's real, right? Like, if you don't have a plan in sight, you know, ultimately you're gonna fall to the wayside, because life is going to take you like a wind. You're going to be over here one day, doing good on top of the world, and then the next day you're going to be confused of like, hey, how do I even get from here to there? So I wanted to talk about planning today and balance. Those of you that know me personally, or maybe you follow on my social media, you know that I have a husband. I have 3 daughters. My children are all 6 years apart, so they are ages 12, 6, and almost 8 months. So I have 3 children at 3 very different phases in life. I run a private practice with my mom. I also work for Boys and Girls Club as a therapist as well. And what that job looks like is, I don't just do direct service in that job. I also do training. I also do facilitation of groups, and a lot of program managing. So a lot of different hats, a lot of different moving parts in my life. And this is how I've learned to kind of sustain my life and make it work for me versus me working for the schedule. So I think the biggest thing I had to do was first get clarity, and I had to decide like what was a necessity, what were the things that I had to do? Like, these are like the non-negotiables. Like, okay, I gotta have this in my schedule. I gotta have this in my life, versus those things that I was just doing to fill up my time. Those things that I really didn't have room for, but I made room for them because I felt obligated in some form or fashion. So the first step is I would get clarity. The best way to do this is to write those things down. And let's talk about this, moms. I know that we love our kids, okay? They're great. We love them. They're wonderful. Oh, God, they're so cute. We just love those kids. But you have to create a life that you enjoy, because kids need happy and healthy moms. And when we as moms are just working to, you know, put food on the table, when we're just doing the things and we're constantly in survival, kids see a different side of us. Point blank. Like, not that you're a bad mom if you're in survival mode, because listen, I've been there. But even in your state of survival, because you're trying to get from point A to point B, you have to create moments of joy and happiness for yourself, because your kids need to see that. So the first point of like gaining clarity of what's taking up your space, whether this is your mental space, your schedule, or your emotional space, write those things down. What does your mind dwell on? What does your day-to-day look like? If that means like writing out your day from the time that you wake up, let's say you wake up at 6 a.m. to the time that you go to bed, which is maybe 10 p.m., 11 p.m. I don't know how late you stay up or whatever. But, you know, if you have to write out hour by hour what you're doing just to get an idea of where the hours are going in your day, this is a really, really helpful way of gaining clarity of like where your time is going. Okay. After you have an idea of where your time is going, right, what you're doing, this is where you now kind of break it out into the pros of the cons, right? Or the pros and the cons, excuse me. So, like, what are the things that, like, you're doing productive with your time that you're like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing this, but I actually like that I do this. So, for myself, after, because I had a newborn, so I was sleeping a lot because I was tired. But what I do now is when I get up with the older girls when they have to go to school, I get the little one up and we spend that morning together. So I'm up spending time with all of my kids around the same time. Little one is getting breakfast the same time I'm getting breakfast. And by the time I'm ready to start my work day, which is about 10 a.m., she's ready to go down for a nap before her nanny comes in at 11. So already before 11 a.m., I've had a productive day. I started doing things like making my bed. And I know it seems like such a small thing, but I found that I had time in my schedule to make my bed, because my bed wasn't even taking me 5 minutes to make it. Girl, make your bed. And it brought about so much clarity to my space, because I do work from home part of the day. It gave me time and space to do that, because I wasn't waiting till last minute before I went into a session and I had time for myself. I was able to get up, spend time with my kids, pray with them before they went on to school, have a healthy breakfast with my youngest, spend quality time with her versus just doing the mom stuff, but actually spend time with her. And while I'm getting ready for my day, she's still up and I'm able to maneuver and do all these things. So like, I'm like knocking out all these things in this short time period. But by the time my work day starts at 10, I'm already feeling like I'm ahead of the game, because I've already taken out maybe like the frozen meat that we're going to use for dinner. I already have those things planning ahead of time, but I start by writing these things out. So that would be a huge takeaway for point one and point two. One, clarity, but then two, kind of your pros and your cons. What are you doing with your time? But write these things down, y'all. Like, get it out of your head. As moms, we do a lot of things while we're on the move. Stop doing it. I mean, like, honestly, if you're probably listening to this podcast as you're moving from one point to another, when you get a chance to sit down, if you have to, like, I don't know if you have a speaker in your bathroom or whatever, but like, listen to this in a place where you have time for just yourself, but like, actually write out your day. Write down your to-do list. I would actually even urge you to purchase a planner. So that would be like the second part, is like, purchase a planner. I know that we do a lot on our phones and there are a lot of different apps out there. I will put the links to those apps in the show notes. There are a lot of different apps out there that you can use to like knock off your to-do list. If you have, whether you have a iPhone or an Android, you have a, you know, Google Calendar, Microsoft has calendars, Apple has calendars, like sync your calendars and set alarms for them so you can stay on track and stay on task when you're doing these things. Set your life up for success. Too many times we are just, again, like I said earlier, flying by the seat of our pants and we're getting lost in the day and we're not being productive. And then we are frustrated because we're not seeing the fruit of our labor. And that's because we're not being intentional with our time. Okay. So after you figured out where all your time and energy is going to, at this point, you've got your planner, you know what time everything is. You've maybe, I would suggest even writing down your bills, because money is a huge part of balance, right? Write down your bills and when they're due. how much they are, all those things. Like, now you are set up for success. You're ready for the days and weeks to come, right? So you're approaching the day already aware of what's going on. This even helps with your mindset shift. So, like, let's say you, I know for ladies, like, you know, if you're not, I would suggest that you be getting like a yearly checkup with your primary care doctor and your OBGYN. But let's say going to the doctors is something that makes you particularly nervous, right? Because you know that that's coming in the next 2 weeks, start shifting your mind around that. Okay, I'm normally nervous about this, but I'm doing something to take care of myself. So shift it from something that feels like scary and that you're approaching to something that, like, I'm doing a good job by taking care of myself, and you take pride in that. And when we see these things, we're able to shift and prepare our mind for them. So far we have clarity, right? We're going to write down those things. Two, we're weighing out the pros and the cons. What's positive and productive, but what's taking up my time and doesn't need to. Three, we have a planner, whether that's electronic or it's a handwritten planner, and we're planning those things out. We're writing those things down. We're getting them scheduled. This also helps the reduction of double booking yourself, something that I was the queen of doing, because you have a better idea of what's in your space. At this point, you will start to feel confident because you have a sense of control, because you're able to show up. And you're not just showing up like, you know, hanging on by a thread. You're showing up as the best version of yourself because you know that you have an early morning on Thursday. You're going to be more intentional about your Wednesday and getting down to sleep earlier. So maybe you do a few more things at night to make your Thursday morning a little easier. Again, having these things such as your day-to-day planned out helps you with planning your future. So when I got this down and I'm able to now have, and also I want to be very clear that I had to give myself grace that these things were going to shift and change. You know, 6 years ago, I was a mom of two and I was a single mom. And, you know, now I am somebody's wife and I now have three children. So, you know, that planning looks different, but the concepts are still the same, right? The clarity. Okay, what's taking up my time versus what's productive? And then having those things written down in a space where I can see them and have a clear and sure idea of what I can and can't do. Once you have your day-to-day down pat, now you start to realize, like, oh, I didn't think I had room in my schedule to go back to school. But actually, I can. I have Tuesday and Thursday evenings available. I can dedicate myself to the certification. I could start that business. I could go to the gym. I can start a book club. I can be a part of a book club, or like whatever those things are that you want to do for you. Those personal goals that we often neglect as moms, you now have room for. You will not believe the amount of mothers that I work with who are just truly brilliant. And I mean, like, these women are creative and they have phenomenal, like, in my belief, they have million-dollar ideas that are trapped in their head. And honestly, I used to be one of those women because I was so busy. And I was so busy showing up as a mom, showing up as a wife, that I wasn't showing up for myself. And we're not doing that. We're just not going to do that anymore. So if you have a dream that you feel like you need to get to, if you have a goal that you feel like you need to reach, and you know, and maybe you don't have a clear-cut idea of like what that is, maybe you just want better for yourself, start dreaming about what that better looks like. Because we also sometimes really mess up when we're speaking in generalized terms. So we're saying things like, I want a healthier life. I want to make more money. I want to lose weight. I want to look this way. I want to feel that way. But we don't know what that looks like for us. So if I make one salary and you make another, but your salary is the salary that I'm trying to get to, but you're trying to get to higher, our journey might look a little different because we're trying to reach different levels. But if we're specific with ourselves and God about those plans, we set ourselves up for success to be able to reach those things. The biggest takeaway that I can say that will be productive for you listening to this is to write those things down. The Bible actually tells us to write the vision and make that plain. That's in Habakkuk 2 and 2. And it talks about how writing it out so plainly that those who pick it up can run with it. So basically, like, if you write down your dream, your vision, your goal for yourself, you need to write it out so clearly that I, the next person, can pick it up and be like, oh yeah, I see this. I can make this happen. It needs to be that plainly and that thoroughly written out. And again, these are ways that we set ourselves up for success. A lot of times we are sitting stuck. You're stuck in that job. You're stuck in that career. You're stuck in these mindsets. You're stuck in this financial barriers. You're stuck in this unhealthy relationship because, oh, I'm going to go there. You know, because you just don't plan. You're not trying, sis. So that's why you're not seeing the fruit of your labor. You're making the money. And recently, and I'm actually going to hopefully have her on the show soon, my friend Allison, she has a program that she's launching soon. And it's to empower moms to basically, get to a bag. I'm going to just say it like that. And so I'm going through her beta program. And one of the things that she had me do was go through my finances. So I printed out my bank statement, and my husband and I have a joint bank account. And I went through and I highlighted what he spended, what I spent. What he spent, what I spent, and what our bills were. And then I went through our bills like, okay, what's a utility? What's a subscription? What were groceries? What were gas? What's insurance? Like, to see where the different things were. And I'm not going to put our money out like that. But when I tell you, like, that I found pockets of money of like, oh dang, I didn't even know that was sitting there. And it's because we were just kind of spending without a plan. So the things that I thought I couldn't do, the things that I thought I should not be doing, the things that I felt like I was limited on doing, oh, she can do it. Okay? And I'm going to. But knowing these things or whatever, I approach this with a thing where typically I used to be anxious about money, but I approach this with the mindset of like, I'm taking my life back. And that's what you need to do when you're planning for yourself. And you know, I always go to a scriptural reference, and I like Proverbs 15:22, and it says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And what I like about this is that a lot of times we stay connected to the people that are at our level. So this is no knock to our friends. Typically, our friends are at the same level as us, and that's how we become friends, right? And then, like, we start hearing these, like, mantras, like, no new friends, so we get stuck around the same circle of friends. But if the same circle of friends are in the same exact place, and there's one, and you want to go higher, it's not that you can't be friends with your friends, but you should be connecting with people who has more wisdom than you. You should be connecting with people that has more insight than you do. So if you are single, but you are aspiring to be married, you need to link up with some wife friends, okay? Some friends that are wives, and start talking to them. If you are aspiring to be a millionaire, get in the room where millionaires are. Okay, you aspiring to make some change in your community, get in the room with the change makers. If you're listening to this and you're not a mother yet, but you want to be a mom, get in the room with some moms. You have to be connected to what you want to see yourself see. Like, you should never be the smartest person in your circle. You should never be the richest person in your circle, like, because you've hit a ceiling. And this is not to say that, like, you know, we can't be friends with people who are in different levels, because again, as we level up, those same friends in our circle, we should become an inspiration to them. We shouldn't be, you know, we should be pulling them up. Like, oh, sis, I learned this life hack. I learned this code. Like, let me help you pull up. Like, that's the point of my sister's glow, right? Is that if we polish each other's crowns, we all gonna glow. But we have to make sure that we're being intentional about that. So I got to get off of here, you guys, but I really wanted to drop this on y'all because I believe that every woman listening to this has so much inside of her. I bet even listening to this podcast, you're probably thinking about that idea that God gave you years ago. You're thinking about, you looking around and you're seeing all the creative things that you do. I actually have a friend, I'm not going to call her name out, but she's going to know who I'm talking about when I say this or whatever. You know, we became friends because our daughters cheer together. And this woman is so creative. She's so creative, y'all. Like, I feel like she could do anything. And she's so hard on herself where she's, well, no, I'm not going to. But the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. So I hope that she's listening to this. And I really hope she knows I'm talking about her when I say this. But, like, girl, stop downplaying yourself. And I really feel like that's straight from God, because I don't even know how you got on my mind just now about this. But, like, you know, there are so many great things in us. There are so many talents that come naturally easy to us because God has gifted them to us. And we're thinking, like, oh, anybody can do this because, well, you know what? Anybody could do it, but they ain't doing it. And that's your gift. That's your power. And you got to stop sleeping on yourself. So, y'all do me a favor. Do the things that I instructed you to do in this podcast. Write out your schedule. Get the planner. Write out the pros and cons. Start to write out your dreams. We are in the third month of the year. We still got a long way to go. It is not too late to be the best version of yourself. All right? This is the last month of the first quarter. It's still time to lock in. And I really want to see all of us win. With that being said, I also want to announce that I have an event coming up soon this March, and I'll be putting the flyers out for that soon. March is Women's Month, and I'm hosting an event. It's going to be Tell Your Story, Sis. And this is for every woman that feels like she has a story to tell, but she has not been given a platform to tell that story. So there are going to be guidelines to this, and I'm going to come up with a Google form and everything, and that's going to be in the show notes. But if you are interested, or maybe you have questions, please email me. I would love to hear your story. It can be about anything that you've overcome. It could be about a lesson that you learned. It could be even about a current struggle that you are still working through, but you need somebody to hear your story. We want to hear it, and we're going to celebrate you and all of your glory and all of your beauty. And that's going to be this month. So I'm going to get the flyer out to you guys soon. I'm going to have the interest form in the show notes. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. Y'all keep sharing the show. Y'all really got my listeners up last week, and I'm really, really grateful for that. So keep sharing the show, y'all. Let's keep spreading the gospel. Let's keep really empowering each other as women, because we are so much stronger together, y'all, than we are apart. I love y'all, and I hope that you guys have a phenomenal week. Peace.